Hey everybody, I want to welcome you to the first of four Advent Bible studies that we are doing here at the church. We hadn't seen you in so long that we kind of feel we need to reintroduce ourselves to some of you. I'm Weldon Barres.
And I'm Katie Black.
And we're so honored to be the pastors at First United Methodist Church in downtown Lake Charles. For 4 weeks, we'll be focusing on the season of Advent and what it means. Now, we hadn't done this for a while, have we?
We haven't. So we haven't had an online study since before Hurricane Laura.
Wow.
So we had done a slew of Bible studies, and we took a little bit of a break, and then we said we were going to start a new series on the Gospel of John, on the 7 weeks.
On the I Am Sayings of Jesus.
I Am Sayings of Jesus, and we got through one of them.
One of them, yeah.
And then the next Wednesday, the mandatory evacuation was called.
Hurricane Laura came calling, and we had to get out of town. And then we lost our internet, and we weren't able to do any of this. So we are just so glad to be back and to be doing this online Bible study on Advent. It'll be each Wednesday at 12 noon, and then again at 6 p.m.
So it'll be the same thing at 12 noon and 6 p.m. So if you miss it in the lunch hour, come back at 6 p.m. You can watch.
Yeah. As we come to the season of Advent, each week we'll do this. We come to the lighting of an Advent candle, and we'll light one each week and an additional one each week. I'm going to read a passage of Scripture from the prophet Isaiah at the beginning and the end of the study today, and then Reverend Katie is going to light the candle and lead us in a word of prayer. This is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 9, and Katie preached on this past Sunday, an excellent sermon about O Come, Emmanuel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And then going down to verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
And so we light the first candle, the candle of hope. Let's pray. Gracious God, we are in need of hope, to know that you are here in our midst, to know that you are coming, and that you will always be with us. O come, Emmanuel. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, Katie, I don't know if you've seen this, but I sure have over the years. A lot of people, including a lot of church-going people, get confused about Advent. What is Advent?
Right.
What does it mean? Why do we celebrate it? How do we celebrate it? It all has to do with preparation, and we're going to talk about preparation in the weeks to come. But I want you to think about this, and I'll share a time too. Can you think of a time in your life where you were just really focused on getting ready for something, on preparation?
Oh, yes. I know just the time. The first ever time I was getting to go onto a long international flight. So I had to pack all the suitcases, and you had to get the scales to make sure your weight wasn't
Where
too
were you going?
Heavy. Indonesia. That was my first long flight.
That is a long flight.
Don't recommend that one being your first one, 23-hour flight time.
Yeah.
But we had everything set up, and I had all my clothes rolled just right, and wanted to make sure I had room for souvenirs. And I couldn't sleep the night before because, you know, you can't pack your toothbrush, you can't pack your hairbrush, things that you're going to need that morning when you leave. But I was so worried that once I put those things in that the weights weren't going to be adjusting right, and everything about it made me nervous. But I remember getting ready for that.
Yeah, yes. Being all psyched in the preparation.
And I mean, it was like a kid before the night before Christmas, couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Just so anxious, so excited for what was to come. What about you? A time that you were like getting ready.
Yeah. I think back to a few years ago when we invited the bishop to preach on a Sunday morning here at church. She had just come into our annual conference a few months before, and I wanted the people of First Methodist to meet Bishop Harvey and to hear her preach. It's so stressful to have the bishop come and preach because you want everything to be just right. And you don't want there to be a small crowd. You want there to be a big turnout.
Everyone needs to be
and
there.
You want everything to be just right. So it takes a lot of preparation. And I remember the staff and the church leadership and all of us just really focusing on getting ready for the coming of the bishop.
That's so true.
And you know, that's what the season of Advent is about.
It is. It's all of a season of preparation. And a lot of times we think of preparation for Christmas. And in some ways I think that's very true. But I have another question for you. This was something that was a thing in my house. When did you get ready for Christmas in the Barres household?
Yeah.
Was there a certain timeline?
Good question. It definitely would be after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But it's whenever Mom and Dad decided that it would be.
That was true.
It wasn't on any set time. We wanted it like really soon because all the excitement of getting the Christmas tree and putting on the Christmas ornaments and all of that was awesome and exciting. Yeah. But it always happened after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. So in my household, it had to be after Thanksgiving, but my dad's birthday was in early December. His birthday is December 3rd. And so when he was growing up as a child, they were not allowed to decorate until after his birthday was over, so every kid could have their day. And so that tradition went on to us, and we were going, "What? It's time. Everybody else has their Christmas tree up. They've been singing carols.
Yeah.
What about us? When are we getting our tree?" And the answer was December 4th. And that was, or occasionally we could persuade for like sundown on December 3rd, we could put the tree up.
Push the envelope a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah, put your toe across the line. But we had that very specific day.
That's interesting. Okay, the season of Advent, that's our focus for these few weeks. And as I said a few moments ago, a lot of people have no idea what the season of Advent is in the church year.
Right.
What I thought we'd do, the Encyclopedia Britannica, which I've read from cover to cover.
You have it memorized, don't
memorized,
you?
Memorized, yeah. Just kidding. Has this very simple definition of Advent. And then after I read this, I'm going to ask Katie to tell us in her own words a little bit about the history of Advent. But this is from the Encyclopedia Britannica. It's from the Latin word Adventus, means coming. In the Christian church, a period of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ at Christmas, and also preparation for the second coming of Christ. It begins on the Sunday nearest to November the 30th and is the beginning of the church year.
That's correct. So yes, so if you were ever a child and they made you learn the liturgical calendar, there was sometimes a little arrow that would start at Advent saying that this is the beginning of the church new year. So Advent, we're not exactly sure when it started, as far back as Christianity goes, 2,000 years ago, but we know that by the year 480, the word Adventist, Advent, was being used. And it was used as a little bit of a time to prepare our own hearts. So right after Emperor Constantine died, the entire Roman Empire became Christian. And so everyone was converting to Christianity, and they were needing to be baptized. Now, before this, usually Easter Sunday was a good time for everyone to say, I'm ready to make a public declaration of faith, and I want to be baptized on Easter. And that was kind of the tradition. But with so many people kind of having this big influx, they needed a second time to do this. And so what they were making their goal was to baptize on Epiphany, which is usually January 6th. And so they would have this time of preparation before Epiphany, before Christmas, usually about 6 weeks later, we pushed it to four. And that was the time of Advent. It was time to prepare our hearts, to prepare our lives to receive Christ. And so it was Easter and Epiphany were kind of big baptism dates.
So it harkens back to the days of Emperor Constantine?
Or just kind of just in those, in the aftermath of those years. So around 480 is when we start seeing it being used a lot. And that was something that evolved a little bit. So by the time we get to the Middle Ages, we'll start seeing something, the first bits of an Advent wreath. There was a priest who wanted to teach the kids about how to prepare before the holidays, before Christmas. And so he had a bunch of candles, and I think they were red and white. And I think he had something like 15 or 20 red candles and four white candles. And every day he would light the little candles, the red candles, and then on every Sunday he would light one big white candle for every Sunday leading up to Christmas. And so from that, we eventually have modified and adapted and changed, and we have our own Advent wreath.
Yeah. I personally find that so interesting to think about the history of Advent, how far back it goes, mm-hmm. and that the Christian church has been doing this for centuries. And the Christian church has been doing this and emphasizing this for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's all about getting ready.
Mm-hmm. And the two biggest reasons is, and you see it on the Advent wreath, marking time and adding light and bringing us closer and closer to Christ. So marking time, adding light. That's your Advent wreath, Advent season.
Okay, let's think about those two things. Mm-hmm. Marking time.
Mm-hmm.
What an invaluable thing that we need to do, because our days in this world are not limitless.
Yes.
They are numbered. We need to number our days, mm-hmm. as the Old Testament says.
Right.
Number our days. Mark the time. Mm-hmm. Remember. And the second thing?
To add light. And so this is also this idea of pushing away the spiritual darkness, of bringing us closer and closer to the light of Christ. And so that's why an Advent wreath, the Christ candle, will always be at the center, because we're adding and adding light, getting closer and closer to Christ.
Yeah. I think that's a word that, man, I need to hear, and all of us probably need to hear. We need to mark the time. We need to add light, mm-hmm. over and over again to a world that's so dark.
That's so true.
A world dark with hatred.
Mm-hmm. It just has a lot of, we've got so many struggles, so many obstacles that we're up against.
Yeah. Let's just list them.
Okay.
Hatred.
Division.
Racism.
Prejudice.
COVID-19.
Hurricane Laura.
Yeah, depression. I mean,
isolation.
We could go on in this. The world needs light. Mm-hmm. And as people of faith, we need to mark the time and we need to add light. Mm-hmm. And we do that through the one who said, I'm the light of the world.
That's absolutely true. And one thing that I find interesting is, though this has been celebrated for centuries and centuries, the focus has changed, and not necessarily abandoning one or adding another. It's just evolved through the years. And what I think is so rich about that is that we have all of these things that we add on to. And so I like to think that there were three main things that we're preparing for, that we're honoring, that we're remembering and celebrating with Advent.
Okay, let's talk about the three. What's the first one?
So the first one is, in the same way of baptism, we are preparing our hearts to receive Christ. So it's a very inward, it's personal, it's quiet, it's contemplative, in which we prepare our hearts to receive Christ.
Advent, thus, should be a time of spiritual growth.
Yes.
A time that we really think inwardly, mm-hmm. during these days. We should do it all the time, but especially in the season of Advent.
That's absolutely true.
So we pray.
Mm-hmm. Originally, they recommended fasting during the time of
fasting,
Advent.
Fasting. Reading Holy Scripture.
And seeking out other holy people to ask questions, to learn, to grow. That's one of the reasons that we say, let's do an Advent study, because we want people to say, this is the time to dig into the
right.
Word.
Here at the church, we hand out an Advent devotional guide, mm-hmm. and encourage our church members to read a devotion every day and to spend time in Scripture and prayer. If you haven't received your copy, just give us a call at the church office or email us, and we'll be sure to mail one to you and get one to you right away. A second thing, mm-hmm. in regard to this is preparing for the coming of the Christ child.
Absolutely.
To spend these times remembering that little baby who was born in a manger, Mary and Joseph and the wise men and the angels, mm-hmm. and the shepherds, and to spend our time preparing for that event that changed the history, mm-hmm. of the world.
Yes, so we're preparing for something that already happened, but we're remembering, preparing, and rejoicing,
yeah.
over that moment in history and that moment in our lives and in our hearts.
Yeah.
Now, the third reason that we are looking for, in the third focus of Advent, is we're making a very different preparation. We're preparing for the second coming of Christ. And so this is not saying we're looking for just the baby Jesus to be born in Bethlehem in a manger. We're looking for, as the creed of our church says, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Christ will come again.
And so on Advent, we proclaim that Christ will come again. It's not going to look the same. It's going to be a very, very different day. It's the day of judgment, a day that we look forward to, a day that we know that God will come to this earth and reign forever and ever. Amen.
A day that changes history. It's, mm-hmm. the climax of human history.
Absolutely.
I've had people over the years ask me, well, you know, you say that someday Jesus is coming back. how are you going to know it's really Jesus? They didn't, a lot of people didn't believe in him the first time. They rejected him. What about the second time?
Yes.
And the answer, I think, is pretty clear in Scripture. When Jesus comes, it's the end of time. Mm-hmm. It's the great day of judgment.
Mm-hmm. It's not a mystery. It's not, is it this baby? Is it this guy who's making some noise over in Galilee? You're not going to have a question. It is trumpets, end of the world, declaration, the world is ending, God is here.
Yeah.
It's, you don't have to say, who's that guy over there? Right. You'll know.
Yeah. If you have to ask, who's that guy over there, it's not the second coming mm-hmm. of Christ.
Right, right. That's a good point.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So the season of Advent is preparing our hearts and growing spiritually. It's getting ready for the coming of the little baby born in the manger mm-hmm. and in our hearts, and looking forward to the coming again of Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot to kind of digest within just a couple of weeks.
It really is. I love the season of Advent. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a time of starting over. It's the beginning of the Christian year. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like resetting things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and Advent resolutions could mm-hmm. happen.
It could.
And we could just say, here's what I want for my life to look like in this new Christian mm-hmm. year.
Marking time, mm-hmm. spreading the light. Mm-hmm. The light grows and grows.
Amen.
As we come to the end, I'm going to read the scripture and we're going to have a word of prayer. Is there anything that you want to add to this?
I think it's just such a holy time, and so I want to encourage everybody to really take time with Advent. It's not something that we rush through. It's marking time, and time won't go faster just because we want it to. So really take this time and enjoy the gift of Advent, the gift of preparation, and don't let it be the anxiety, but let it just be that gift of Christ that's coming into our lives.
Yeah, don't be in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Being in a hurry spoils the whole thing.
It does.
It seems like that the whole nature of Advent is be patient. Mm-hmm. Be patient. Grow into it.
Amen.
So each week during these 4 weeks, we'll focus on a different area of Advent.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do the scripture again, and then if you would close us
Absolutely.
In prayer. Katie, this is from the prophet Isaiah, the scripture I read at the beginning. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Let's pray. Dear Prince of Peace, we await your arrival with hope, with expectation, preparation, and patience. We mark time and we spread the light. Help us as we go through this journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. May this be a holy Advent for all of us.
God bless you.